Welcome to Embrace It All with Certified Life Coach, Angela Adams. Although living with anxiety can be a challenge, did you know that you can really enjoy your life and thrive despite dealing with anxiety? Come with me and let me show you how you can love and embrace all of it. Are you ready? Let's go. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome to episode 93. Can you believe we are 7 episodes away from 100? And I got to tell you, when I first started this podcast, I didn't even dream that I would get this far. And I am so excited to be this close to episode 100. I just got back from visiting with my daughter and her family. And I got to tell you, it was a lot of fun, a little bit different than we expected, but it was so much fun nonetheless. I love being up there. I love being with them, the energy that they have. And oh my goodness, my daughter and her husband are so busy. And like some of you who are listening, who are at that stage in your life, you know what I'm talking about. And my hat is off to you. You are all such an inspiration. And you know, sometimes I can't even believe I was in your shoes once. The amount of energy that you put in to your family is just amazing. You are all amazing. Whether you have raised your family and you're enjoying that empty nest stage, or you're in the thick of raising your family, you are all amazing. And that's one of the things I wanted to let you know today. Why is it that we as women tend to beat ourselves up? Why is it? You know, sometimes I go down that road myself. I'm getting better at recognizing when this happens, but why do we do that? Well, I was reading the story in the New Testament about the unmerciful servant. And for those of you that aren't familiar with it, it's a story about a king who has a servant who owes him a huge debt of money. And he calls the servant in, and the servant just begs the king, "Please have mercy on me. He doesn't have the money, and it would literally take him, I saw an estimate of over 60 million work hours to even pay back the king, something that is not even humanly possible, right? And so here he is owing the king this huge amount of money and is just asking for mercy. And as the king listens to him, the king decides to give him that, just to forgive his debt and grant him that mercy. So you can imagine the relief that this servant must have felt, right? And then he goes outside and he seeks out somebody who owes him money, not even a tenth of what he owed the king. And yet he decides not to show mercy. He doesn't forgive that debt at all. In fact, he has the man thrown into prison. And the king gets wind of this and calls that servant back in and says, "What were you thinking? Here, I granted you forgiveness. I had mercy on you. And yet you weren't able to do the same for this other man." Then he ended up punishing that servant even worse than he would have before. So as I was thinking about this, I like to put them in perspective into my life. And so I was thinking about this and I was thinking, you know, it feels so good when people forgive me. It feels so good when they grant me mercy or patience when I mess up, because I mess up a lot. You can just ask my kids. I'm sure they have a laundry list of mess ups. And when they forgive me, I'm so grateful. And then I feel myself loving them even more. And then I was thinking about that other man who owed this servant money. And I was thinking about who would be that other man. And in my mind, that other man would be the reflection. The reflection of this servant. Or, to put it in my life, my own reflection. And how many times do I seek mercy and forgiveness from other people, but when I look at my own reflection, I am just like that unmerciful servant where I don't grant forgiveness. I don't grant that mercy to myself. Why is that? When others extend mercy and forgiveness to us, why is it so hard to extend that same mercy, that same forgiveness, that same patience for ourselves? So I was thinking about the reasons, and the reasons that I have found in my own life, and now that I'm a coach, the reasons that I have seen in my client's life. And I wanted to share some of the reasons and thoughts that I had that create that barrier of extending mercy to ourselves. The first reason is that so often we forget who we truly are. We totally forget sometimes that we are more than that reflection in the mirror. We are God's children. We are a child of God. Now, I know we've been taught this over and over again, and sometimes it goes in one ear, out the other. It becomes so familiar that we don't really stop and think about it. But think about it. We are God's children, and we have so much worth and value because of that. Our worth to God is not based on our accomplishments, how much money we make, what we do, the approval of others. Our worth is simply because we are His children. He knows us personally and He loves us. He knows what we are capable of. And this is what I think we forget. We forget who we truly are. We forget that no matter what choices we make, that God is not going to love us any more or any less. Okay, yes, I know there are blessings and consequences associated with the choices that we make, but God's love for us never changes, and our worth and value never changes. But when we forget that, we only see our reflection in the mirror. And I really think that that is the main reason why we tend to beat ourselves up. We don't give ourselves the credit of being God's child. Our infinite worth is eternal despite our imperfect mortal state. The second reason we might beat ourselves up is that we forget that we have a human brain that likes to point out perceived problems that seem real. Remember, I've told you over and over again, we have a human body with a human brain, but we also have a spirit, an eternal spirit, and our spirit is stronger than our brain. But sometimes we let that human brain take over and we believe the problems that our human brain points out to us. For instance, so last week, it was just kind of an unproductive week. And my brain kept telling me that this is such a problem. This is such a problem because I was so far behind that I was not going to catch up. Now, this wasn't a problem at all. Having an unproductive day, an unproductive week is not a problem. All it means is that you just don't get some things done. That's it. But it was my brain that was making it mean that it was a real problem. And when this happens and I'm not as productive, then I start beating myself up. Instead of realizing that, hey, I just came home from spending a week at my daughter's home and I was tired. It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot out of me. And that's okay. So rather than beat myself up over and over about those unproductive days, what I need to do, what you need to do is recognize it for what it is and give yourself permission to just have one or two or 3 or 4 or whatever unproductive days. We're going to have days like that for whatever reason, and it's not a problem. But when we allow our brain to get all dramatic about it, that's when it creates a problem, and that's when we become unmerciful. The third reason, I believe, that we tend to beat ourselves up, we tend to show no mercy, is that we focus only on the negative. The negative meaning our past mistakes, the things that we're not good at, or the things that we perceive or that our brain perceives is wrong with our life, our house, our job, our family, etc. Those negative things. So for instance, a few weeks ago, I was listening to a talk. And during that talk, the speaker, I can't even remember the topic, but the speaker said something that jogged a memory. And my brain went straight to something that I had done years ago when I got frustrated with one of my kids and I completely lost it. And at this moment, my brain completely stopped listening to the talk and was only focused on that past mistake and the guilt that I had because of it. Again, there goes that human brain looking only at the negative. The fourth reason we tend to beat ourselves up for is that comparison, right? We compare what we have or what we have accomplished to what someone else has or what someone else has accomplished. And I don't know who said it, but comparison is the thief of joy. It really, really is. Again, we allow our brain to convince us that what we have or what we have accomplished, our talents, our strengths, that they're not good enough, right? That somebody else is so much better, or this would be so much better. We discount ourselves when we compare. And I've got news for you. We don't see what is real most of the time. When we're looking on social media, which I think is one of the worst places to be on all the time, as far as comparison goes, when we spend our time on that, we are not really seeing reality. We really aren't. What helps me is this: making a list, either in my head, on a piece of paper, wherever you want to do it, of my blessings, my talents, the things that I've accomplished, the things that I'm good at. And if it's difficult for you, because it was kind of difficult for me at first last week, enlist a friend or a spouse or a coach to get you started. Getting another person's perspective is always extremely helpful. And take a break. Take a break from social media and celebrate others. The fifth reason I see women tend to beat themselves up over is because they expect perfection right now. We allow our brain to try and convince us that if we're not perfect, if we're not perfect wives, perfect mothers, perfect employees, if we don't have the perfect house, perfect body, and the list goes on and on and on, if we fail or if we make a mistake, then we're garbage. We're not worth it. We're no good. And we should just give up. And it goes right back to the first reason, because we forget who we really are. Remember, we aren't supposed to be perfect right now. That isn't the plan. The plan is for us to learn and grow and eventually become the person God knows who we can become. And I know I've told you this over and over, and we've discussed this, but that's part of our earth experience. We're going to mess up over and over again. We're going to make mistakes over and over again. We can't achieve perfection on our own. It's impossible. We can do our best. We can make changes through repentance, but it's only through Christ and His atonement that we will ever become perfect. And this is not going to happen today, tomorrow. It's not going to happen for a very, very, very long time. Your worth and your value isn't based on being perfect. And you are enough right now. You are the perfect you right now, right this very second. And as a child of God, you have the unlimited capacity to grow and to change in the way that you want to. The only thing that is stopping you and is standing in your way is your well-meaning brain that will tell you otherwise. And when you can step back and truly examine all of those thoughts that your brain wants you to believe when you start beating yourself up, then and only then will you be able to give yourself the gift of mercy. And having a coach can really help you with this. For me personally, it has been an amazing gift to have someone else help me put things into the right perspective, to help me see what my brain is creating for me. I truly believe that we all know deep down our own eternal selves. And we know what we are capable of. And as your coach, my job is to help you get your own brain out of your way so that you can see it too. All right, my friends, that's what I have for you today. So let's just stop beating ourselves up. Let's remember who we are. And if you want help with this, you know where to find me. Click on the links in the show notes, jump on my calendar, and let's talk about this. All right, my friends, have a wonderful week, and I will see you next time. Have you ever wondered what life coaching can do for you? Sign up now for a free coaching consultation at angelaadamscoaching.com. I would love to be your coach.